Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We've said this so many times. I know where I am. Do you? Do you really? Last night at a smaller event, with those who came, mostly women, to actually start this particular energy. Last night, I spoke of this, and I'll speak of it again and again and again. 28 years ago, when my partner opened his mind to the potential that there was more, something else happened. A very slow education of him to an alliance with this which is Kryon, an alliance that grew in trust and love, appropriateness, and even logic. That the entire world celebrated things like prayer, a one God, prophets, those able to do healings, messages from the other side. The entire planet, in some way, believes in the afterlife, all of these things. And yet the idea of sitting in a chair and having a direct connection was not necessarily acceptable. And it took a long time for him to realize that the apostles themselves, the prophets themselves, all of these human beings who were giving the information were channeling. What else do you call it? What else would you call it? When you have a book written by men and women and you call it the Word of God, what else would you call that? It's the Word of men and women under the influence of channeling. Call it what you want. Give it whatever name you wish. But dear ones, there is a connection between you and the beyond, whatever you think it is. And then the information started to come of what it was. A loving, beautiful, non-judgmental God who put things together, souls that were always there, were not necessarily created just to be on the planet. An old energy of human nature was then placed upon God. It still is. That God is just as dysfunctional as humans. That God sets rules, has certain kinds of discipline. God cares what you do, whether you turn right or left. And then if you do it wrong, this beautiful, loving God will take you and punish your soul for eternity if you don't do it right. Dear ones, this is human nature. This is not God. And slowly, very slowly, especially after the shift, there is an awakening with so many. An awakening that says perhaps what we were told is slightly different. These who would love their prophet can still love their prophet. The prophet is beautiful and filled with knowledge, love, wisdom, benevolence, purity, healing powers. You can still love your prophet and understand that perhaps, just perhaps, that the God the prophet represents is bigger than you were told in any doctrine. Is bigger. More loving, more gracious, more understanding. And that's where it sits today. This shift is starting to awaken. So many. Two potentials. You don't necessarily sit in a light and be changed. What happens is you sit in a light and see things you didn't in the dark. So each and every human being gets a chance to see something they did not see before. There is no energy of guidance that is being put upon the planet that was not there before. Instead, it's the human beings, as it always was, as it should be, the human beings controlling themselves with free will, and the enlightenment that happens is that which is accomplished as a result of the free will. And as the light is turned on this planet, the free will of billions start to see it or not. The old souls are the first ones who awaken. The old souls are here, are listening, are part of this, what we call the Lemurian experience. The channels of these days, we'll be talking about that, mostly about that. But we have to start at the beginning. We must give you some insight on how this occurred. And each time we talk about history, the ones who listen, who are historians or scientists, roll their eyes and stop listening. Let me tell you something about human nature, scientist, historian, just for a moment. Are you excited about history? Historian, archaeologist? And the answer is yes. You would not have gone there, done that. You wouldn't have the degrees you have. You wouldn't be so excited unless you really, really were on board with these things that humanity did, how it happened, what's going on. And yet, you paint yourself into a box of what you believe happened. You go through a school, and the instructors paint to you what has been discovered. They will then postulate, based on the discoveries that have been made, what the probability was that took place before they knew what took place. There's extrapolation, and it's logical. And that becomes the model of what took place on the planet. You would think that an archaeologist, or a historian, or a scientist would be drooling for better things as they were discovered. And I will tell you what happens. This is such a logical, linear, old energy, but dear ones, this is what happens. They drool as long as the discoveries support their box of what they think happened. And when they discover something that is outside of what they were taught, they usually discard it. And they're not alone. Physicists do the same thing. This is human nature, and this is the construct that will begin to change. The construct that most don't even recognize exists. The box of belief of science and history that maintains itself based upon what it has seen, not what it has not seen. Therefore, when we start to talk about the planet in ways that are not in school or taught, it's discarded immediately. It's too esoteric. There's no evidence. Therefore, we will not look. I sit in front of those who are listening, and I give you history that is beautiful, beyond the scope of education on the planet. One that does not necessarily fit into the boxes of what is taught. And if those boxes would open and allow for the potential and the possibility of some of these things, it would be the fast track to a glorious potential and information that would be so much grander and filled with wonder, more than there is even as you look at it now. The history of humanity is so grand in its development, in the way you got here, not in what you did, but what God did. Dear ones, if you didn't figure it out already, there are several kinds of Akash. And the one that we ask you to concentrate on, and that is what you're doing this seminar series, is what we call the Akash of the human being soul. Every time we talk about souls, we will identify it is the soul of the human being. And we have said this before in those lectures about souls, the channelings about souls. There are many kinds, but the human being soul, that's the one with God inside. It's the only one with God inside, the human being soul. And it starts literally here, on this planet. The visions that the doctor has had are so magnificent because they are metaphoric. In other words, that which the human being can understand and draw and picture, which means something that the human being cannot even comprehend, but you get a picture inside of what might happen. Not when you get here, but even in the planning stages before you get here. How it aligns, how it locks together, how it picks up those things in the cave of creation so that you sit here today as who you are. Each one of you, billions, have a soul which is so grand. But the ones in front of me and listening, the old souls, have ones which may very well include Lemuria. But I'm getting ahead of myself. There is something called a cosmic soul. And it's a bad word to use. A soul is something you consider that belongs to you, your name, your body. We've discussed that is not exactly right either, but when you talk about the cosmic soul, this is you when you're not here. This is the you when you're home, and I mean not here. This soul you have, not the human soul, the soul that is cosmic, is who you are in the universe. You see, there was no beginning and no end of who you are. You come and go on this planet so often. Your lives are so short, and it involves one soul. The cosmic soul becomes the human soul, partly for those times. We've talked about that before. Part of who you are stays on the other side. You knew that. You call it the higher self or whatever you wish. But you are aware that part of you is always a little beyond you. And that so much of you is here. That's the soul you know, but the cosmic soul is what we want to talk about and discuss. The cosmic soul is the one who saw Earth created. Long before you even think that the universe was there, you were there. The cosmic soul has its own Akash. How many universes do you think you were part of? How many planets of free choice do you think you were part of, old soul? You have no idea. You cannot conceive of it because your Akash only remembers the human Akash. You're not allowed to go beyond that. But when you're not here, the picture is much, much bigger, much, much bigger. Here's what I want to tell you. Biologist, listen. Historian, listen. This planet evolved biologically according to a grand plan, which is not by chance. Biologist, historian, you can plug any form of evolution you want to into the development of a single cell to a human being, and you're not going to get it correct. As long as you think it took, dear ones, it would have taken almost forever to get to this place from single cell to human. This was done by plan, on purpose, and way too fast to ever have been by chance. This was human design. The love started at the beginning, at the microbe level, to create a human being in a short amount of time that this planet had life is absolutely impossible. Roll the dice and get double sixes for 10 years, and you'd be close to the chances of this, the way it happened. And some biologists are actually looking at this and running the computations through some of the computers you have, looking at Darwinism and all of the things that you have that would create this kind of evolution, and are starting to recognize it could not have happened without a consciousness of planning that exceeded whatever you think is here, accelerated it and accelerated it and accelerated it until you got to the place where human beings were ready for the seed from the stars. There is evidence of this. I've asked my partner to present some of it in a little while. But this planet developed way too fast to be by chance. And then the Pleiadians came. Dear ones, there are those of you who still don't understand what Lemuria was. Lemuria was not the Garden of Eden. That was tens of thousands of years, way before Lemuria happened. When the seeding began, the creation story that you read about in so much scripture is accurate, and it's true, and it's all metaphoric. It actually happened just this way. Go back to that which is fundamental, which you learned as a child, and this is accurate and it's true. Something called the Garden of Eden is a metaphor for Gaia. Gaia is the mother energy. Can I tell you now that Gaia was so instrumental in this advanced, very advanced evolution of the human being? It was Gaia who cooperated so greatly in ways you still don't know to push the envelope of speed of how this would happen. Going to single cell microbes practically to the human being in such a fast way, all designed, all ready to go. It was more than natural selection. It was pushed. And Gaia was here to accept it. Gaia has not only an energy, but a consciousness. We even call it the soul of Gaia, the collective soul. Tree huggers, we've talked about this before. You don't hug one tree, you hug them all. The Garden of Eden is Gaia. The Adam and the Eve are the names of the genders, men and women. And according to this metaphoric, beautiful story, an angel came and showed them and implanted in them the knowledge of dark and light. And it's implied in scripture that the knowledge was not there before they came. The angel gave it to them. That is accurate and true. Humans were ready for what I will call the seeding of the information of dark and light. Tens of thousands of years before Lemuria. We'll say 200,000 years ago, it began. If you compare that to a 4-billion-year-old planet, it was yesterday. And then an acceleration. Something else happened. My partner will talk about it. There's evidence of it. When humanity began to change and was no longer like the other mammals of the planet. Even biologists have noticed it in the history that they can see and they study. Where does Lemuria come in? Go back 50,000 years. Not the Adam and Eve story. Lemuria is the launching pad of teaching. You got to a certain point where the teaching began. And those who seeded you from the stars came to stay. Dear ones, there are some cultures in some places, including your own, who say they're still there. Some of them take legendary names, like Pelé, for instance. Isn't it interesting? The god of the volcano itself, the island itself, all that is female. Unlike the Greek gods who started with males, then they made them dysfunctional. Pelé has remained the same. Pelé is the metaphoric echo of the Pleiadian mother who understands and is powerful and loving and wise. It's legend, dear ones, but it is important for the place you sit in. And so this particular episode in history, which is the small continent of Mu, Lemuria, was that which is the largest mountain on the planet, pushed up by what you call the magma of a hotspot for a while, in order to seed this launching pad. And on this mountain, many of you participated one time. It was very special here. You didn't incarnate over and over and over and over. You only hear one time. It created something interesting in the civilization of Lemuria. You were all first-timers. And so there had to be an anchoring. And the anchoring was this, that the Pleiadians, the mothers, were the teachers. And they created a group of humans who lived a very long time, who were also the teachers. So there would have to be a stability of sameness for the maturity of the information to grow. You could not have newcomers come and go and come and go without the stability of some staying and passing on the information. They would become then the old souls, just a few of Lemuria. Some of them are here. Some of them know they're here. They don't know their part. They don't even know their Lemurian name, but they were. And I don't mean those who passed through. I mean those who stayed for a long time. My partner wasn't necessarily one of them. He was not a teacher. It's interesting. Who he was and what he did is insignificant. He was not a teacher. The teachers are here, some of them now. And these are the ones who are going to resonate the most to the land that is here. This brings you up to 50,000 years ago. We're going to talk more about that as we go. We're going to give you information at that which is the lip of the caldera. We're going to talk more about Makua as we did last night. We're going to give you some insights, perhaps, on what actually took place. But dear ones, let it not be lost that in the history of humanity, unwritten, unseen, undiscovered, you sit at one of the most important places that are spiritual for the entire planet. There was no accident that this mountain was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. There was no travel to and from it. It could not be tainted, it could not be changed, it could not be conquered, and it remained the same for thousands of years. The purity was the same, the teaching was the same. The mothers remained the same ones. You would ask yourself, how could any creature from any planet, anywhere, live for thousands and thousands of years? Because, dear ones, the Pleiadians came from a graduate planet where biology wasn't necessarily what you think it is today. Their soul long ago had intertwined with their biology, so they were almost forever in a biological form. Almost forever. They would choose to come and go between that which you call the veil. And then there is this. You might look at them as gods, and many did. But there'll come a day when you are just like them. That is the plan. That is what has happened in 2012. That is the beginning of this cycle that is so magnificent. The reason that the entourage comes in, the reason that the angels are here, the reason that the galaxy is looking at you because of what has happened, what is happening now. All that you see on this planet that is so strange, that is so changing, that is bothering you so much, is all about the shift. Systemics of systems must change and morph. Things have to fall over and be rebuilt in order for the integrity to begin again. And this is an example. What is taught these days is the core, the spirituality of the teaching of the mothers that were here. While you are here, be open to downloads. I speak of those on the mountain right now in front of me. Be open to downloads. This means that word which you all know, which is a vernacular, you all understand. Be open to receiving something that is non-linear, that will be pervasive in your body, that is new and filled with light. Aha ideas. Some of you will not have the realization of the download until you leave. And you'll get back to where you came from. And some of you live here. You'll return to your homes and you will be changed. Even those who live here and feel the dirt under their feet will have new feelings about what it means. Questions are asked, well, why is it that this particular mountaintop you call now the Big Island is specific to the others? And that is because this, even 50,000 years ago, is where Pele was. Because 50,000 years ago, much was different. It was a little more active, the volcano here, but the other ones were extinct. This is where it flowed. This is where new land was created. This is where a lot of the teaching was done. On this particular slope of this particular peak of the mountain, which became an island. That's the history lesson. Here's the review. If you could see your cosmic Akash right now, if you could see your cosmic Akash, it would take your breath away. All of a sudden, the veil would lift and you'd say, I'm forever. And this idea of coming and going, birth and death. Goes away. Goes away. You'd see the many incarnation as one, as we do. You'd see your soul returning over and over. You don't die. You don't die. Your body wears out. That's all. You don't die. Two distinctive perceptions. Life does not get related to the biology. It just doesn't. Can I tell you who the entourage is again and again? As long as my partner has been here from the very first time, the entourage is made up often of the souls that you've loved and lost in your lifetime. They're still here. Here's the confusing part. So many have reincarnated, and yet they're here in the entourage. Well, how could that be? Welcome to non-linear multidimensionality, where many can be in many places at the same time. You believe that about Santa Claus? What's so hard? That's what it is. You're here at the right time to feel things perhaps you weren't ready to feel. To have teaching, because you'll remember it. You'll remember it. And you'll remember the teacher. And often this will bring tears to your eyes. To realize you are so off-worldly. Your very DNA is not fully human. That is the love story. We'll tell you more about that. That's who you are. That's who you are. Watching this planet and a cosmic Akash that would remember all of the galaxies, all of the universes. You never were born is a bad word. You never ever had a beginning. You're a circle in time. You always were. Where is the beginning and the end of a circle? That's who you are. But for the Earth, you represent the beginning of the teaching of the purity and the love of God inside. The oneness of all things belongs to you. And now you start returning with that perception of all that is. There's more. I'll be back. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. On the dirt of the place where you learned all about me, all about that which was God, all about you. And so it is.